Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. The immigration battle continues in Washington and in many cities across the United States, including here in New York. The Trump administration says it has reunified 500 families separated at the border, but the status of others remains unclear. In Albany, Governor Cuomo visited a foster care facility housing some of the immigrant children separated from their parents. Mayor de Blasio tweeted out a copy of a letter that he sent to the Secretary of Health and Human Services demanding complete info on children being cared for in the five boroughs. President Trump played host to so-called angel families, citizens he describes as permanently separated from their loved ones due to crime. Mr. Trump has spoken about angel families often, referencing the group as he justifies his hardline policies on illegal immigration. He's made frequent campaign trail appearances with members and has had them join him on stage at a number of events. New Jersey has become the second state in the country to bar marriage for anyone under 18. Governor Phil Murphy signed the bill into law. He says it puts an end to child marriages. The Supreme Court, by a vote of 5-4, says police generally need a search warrant if they want to track people's movements by their cell phones. The decision is being viewed as a victory for privacy in the digital age and marks a big change in how police may obtain cell phone tower records. Delta Airlines says it will no longer allow passengers to bring pit bulls with them as service or support animals. The Atlanta-based airline says it's responding to growing safety concerns after several employees were bitten. News of the ban seems to be prompting a social media backlash, and some are also questioning exactly which dogs are being prohibited. A new and expanded route and tight security on tap for Sunday's New York City Pride March. The 49th annual event steps off at 16th Street and 7th, then eventually east on Christopher and then along 5th Avenue to 28th. AccuWeather calling for a cloudy overnight, rain and drizzle at times, overnight low of 63 in Midtown. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.